Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, yoga, and well-being. And today my special guest is John Harper. John runs a red light therapy company called Lumaflex. Lumaflex is the world's first fully flexible, portable, durable, waterproof red light therapy panel. They also recently won a very significant award from Time, and I think there's two more coming up as well before the end of the year. John's goal is to mainstream red light therapy and have everyone and anyone use this natural, non-invasive treatment as a solution to relieve pain over reverting to medication, which can lead to more damage to an individual's overall well-being. So thank you so much for being here and welcome.
Thank you. I really actually a special thank you to you for letting me share on your channel. I mean, that obviously means a lot, greatly appreciated. We're trying to get the word out as much as possible. Launching a brand is tough. So a big thank you to you and being, you know, having this opportunity, right?
Oh, no worries. Yeah. Thanks for coming on. It's really interesting. I've actually just been reading about everything and you sound like a really interesting person. So how did you kind of get into what you do now with Lumaflex, but also what is your background?
Yeah, so my background has always been in fitness, and I was very competitive. I never really had aspirations to be like a world champion or to like sort of win medals or anything, but I guess I was just very much, I just loved the grind, you know, of competition. I like pushing myself. I got very addicted to this at a young age. And I started off with rugby and adventure racing. I blew out both my shoulders playing rugby. It was a very dangerous sport. I think I just didn't have the build for it or whatever. I then got into CrossFit and competing CrossFit, because that was when CrossFit was sort of the new hot thing to do.
Yeah.
And I busted my knees doing like 100 kg squats for Time, yes. Which is, you know, their typical sort of, they do very intense workouts. And then I moved into boxing, and I do amateur boxing. And I developed a tumor in my head, and The doctor said it was because I had impacts to the head and into my nose. So I had to stop that. And then I got into bodybuilding, and I thought that would be fun. So I did like a full season of bodybuilding. I did 4 competitions in 7 weeks, which I think isn't how you're supposed to do it. I think you're supposed to do like two competitions in a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just loved the grind. And during that whole time, I opened up, you know, being involved in fitness myself, I opened up a lot of fitness businesses. I opened up 6 gyms. I tried doing a supplements company. And then I got into technology. And basically how Lumaflex came about was due to all the injuries that I had sustained in that, you know, sort of that my competitive career. The worst injury, it actually wasn't the tumor in my head, it was my left knee from CrossFit. And this knee was very, very debilitating. And it really kind of crushed me mentally and emotionally, because, you know, you're not able to walk and you're not able to train. It was extremely painful. Like, I wasn't able to sit in a seated position for longer than 15 minutes without it really, really hurting. And I would have to stretch the knee, and I would have to rub like deep heat oil and ice it and try to get the blood circulation going. It was a really, really bad injury. And my wife, who was very into red light therapy, she bought me this lamp. And it was a very ugly, cumbersome, gross looking thing, something that you wouldn't want in your house. But she's like, you have to use this, you know, and she's Chinese. And I thought, oh, this is some feng shui medicine. Okay, I'll just do it to, you know, to make her happy. And but I would put my knee, I would lay my knee flat, and I would put the the red light bulb. It was a very large, like, red light bulb, very old school device, and it would heat up really hot. And I would play this game where I would move my knee close to the bulb to get the treatment, but then it would get so hot, I would be like, I'd keep going up and down. But she would push me to do it for like 20 minutes every night. And after about a week, it wasn't painful anymore. And I knew that because by in the seated position, normally I would have to stand up, walk around, stretch my leg. And it was difficult to even take a cab or a plane. It was something that would really, really affect me. Like, just lifestyle was rough with this knee. But then after 2 weeks of using it, I didn't need to use it anymore. And it kind of got my interest into red light therapy. What exactly is this treatment? You know, where is it from? How does it do this? How does it, you know, stimulate your mitochondria to heal? And then that's sort of the journey that led to Lumaflex. And Lumaflex is a brand that very, very much, close to my heart, kind of like Lumaflex. The beating heart of Lumaflex is the same beating heart of me.
Yeah.
Because I want mainstream red light therapy. I want red light therapy to be easily accessible. This lamp that I used obviously was, you know, it was confined to the home. Like, I couldn't take it with me wherever I wanted to go. And I feel like, just like we need clean water every day, we need healthy food, we need good sleep, we need regular exercise. Red light therapy is something we should have every single day. And that's what Lumaflex is all about. It's about devices that are easily accessible, easy portable. You can throw it in your bag, use it on the go, anytime, anywhere. That's what the brand is all about.
That's amazing. I love that. So what was the initial injury with your knee? Was it like a torn meniscus, or was it that your ACL, something like that, had moved?
I don't think it was anything that serious. I don't think anything broke or snapped, because I never needed surgery. And of course, many times people would say, you should go check this out. You should go to hospital. I was like, no, I'm not talking to a doctor. They yeah. don't know anything. You know how, like, sometimes how men are, right? It's just,
I like that too. I know the farmer in the
so adamant. I know better. Probably should have got it checked out and actually saw what was wrong. But it was just, I think it was just, it was like a chronic issue. It was something, you know, something like arthritis or something that was where, because even I remember during cold times when it was winter, it would get very, very painful during that time. But yeah, I know nothing was torn or broken. I think it was still intact.
Yeah.
And all that needed was, my cells just needed energy to be able to heal, right? It was just that simple. And it kind of, when you think about it, many people, like, you know, our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our, you know, our parents, our friends, you know, even some of my fellow athletes, they have these issues. They have these chronic pain issues that to them, they feel like, oh, that's just my life. I'm just going to have to deal with it. This is just me. I'm sorry. Like, I'm, you know, I've, and they speak about it, and the way that their life is just in that way. Like, this is just how I have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you don't have to deal with this. You don't have to, it can be healed. Right. And you don't have to use an invasive medication. You don't have to, be on pills, or you don't have to have surgery. Why not try something that's natural? It's non-invasive. It's something that you can't overdose or there's no side effects. Why not try that before, you know, trying, you know, surgery and stuff, right?
Yeah. So then what actually is the light therapy? How does that kind of work?
Red and infrared light it actually isn't healing you. It's giving your cells energy to heal themselves, right? Red and infrared light is available to us when the sun rises and the sun sets, right? That golden hour, you know, and depending on where you are in the world, you know, you wake up when the sun rises, you see that beautiful orange, red, you know, red sky. That's red and infrared light. And that's the light is at the right wavelength to penetrate the skin and activate the mitochondria. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. If you're giving the energy to the mitochondria, it can do its job, which in my case, with all my injuries, was healing me, right? Mm-hmm. So it's usually if your mitochondria doesn't have energy, it can't heal. The problem can be actually as simple as that. You just need energy to heal itself.
That's incredible. So then, is it the cells just get a little bit weak and a little bit sleepy and they can't be bothered to work today? So by doing this, it wakes them up, I suppose. It obviously gives them energy to then start.
It gives them excess energy. Energy that which they weren't able to access to be able to heal this chronic issue, chronic pain. Like, I have a friend, a very close friend, who was a bodybuilder. And this guy was, he was in the military in the UK. He was a sniper. And he had, there was a, you know, like the tanks with the guns.
Yeah.
He was fixing the, fixing something underneath the gun, and the gun fell on his back. And he now has like a ruined back, and he has very, very bad sciatica. And he's someone that, you know, I was very quick to give him the Lumaflex and try it, because that's where we see a lot of great feedback with red and infrared light that I don't think people, you know, shout about enough, is these, is certain problems like he had, where again, he was just thinking, you know, this is my life. I'm just going to have to deal with it. And he would take, you know, very intense pain medication to be able, because he said it was sometimes so painful. He wouldn't sleep. You know, he would take heavy, heavy pain medication. And this was something where I was really excited for him to try it. And he's now, he doesn't have any pain. He doesn't have any, and he's using it consistently. Cause I'm saying, and that's something else to remember about with red light therapy, is consistent use is the key, right? It isn't red and infrared light as it's coming into the world. People are using it to treat issues. So they'll say, oh, I have a problem, so now I'll get my red light therapy. I kind of want to change that thinking and say, well, just regardless of your pain, if you, when you're pain free, use it every single day. You know, yeah. we're creatures of light. We were born under the light. We should be waking up when the sun rises and getting our energy and getting our vitamins. And then, you know, as the sun goes down, that's where, that's our circadian rhythm. That's how our bodies are biologically wired to wake up and turn off, right? So using red light therapy every single day is sort of the big message that I'm always asking people to use. So with him, I'm saying, you know, even though you're pain-free and you feel good, keep using it every day, right? And make sure you don't stop. That's something, yeah, I tell this to my dad. It's like almost like a message I sent to everybody. Are you still using
it? You need to. So obviously that's helping with internal issues. Is, can it be put on like open wounds or something like that? Because I used to be a veterinary nurse, and we used to have this big cumbersome thing that you were saying, like originally that you had, that your wife gave you. And it would be amazing. Like you'd have this dog that would come in, and, or a cat that had been run over, massive, massive injury, like open wounds and things like that. And every day they would come in and have this little thing on for 5 minutes, and gradually it would then completely heal. So I suppose it's doing the same thing to open wounds.
That's right. Red light, red and infrared. So infrared goes to bone. That's like for joint health, right? For chronic pain. But red light is for skin. And that's where, you know, red light therapy is taking over the beauty industry, where people are having these masks. I'm sure you've seen on TikTok, right? There are these funny videos that are going around with the ladies have the mask on, and then the man's inside the bed, and he's like, what's she wearing? You know, it's like a funny sort of viral video. But that's all red light. That's red light for the, because it naturally produces collagen in your skin, right? So that's for wound healing. It's something that I think has been around. I mean, yeah, red light therapy, like NASA scientists sort of reignited the use of red light therapy, because they were using it to try to grow plants in space. And then they realized that lacerations on their hands were getting healed through the red light therapy. So actually skin health, like healing wounds and boosting collagen in your, that was something that for the last like 10 years, it's already been going in the beauty industry, right?
That's amazing. It really is. So obviously you were saying about your wife's one, that's massive. How big is this one, the Lumaflex one?
The Lumaflex Body Pro. That's this. So here we go.
Oh, wow. It's tiny.
The surface area, it's still quite a large surface area. So this allows, I mean, it's a full body. It's a device for your whole body, right? You can put it on your head. Obviously looks a little bit ridiculous. You know, it does help with hair loss. So you can put it on your hair, on your, something I always like to do is put it on my chest. I call this the Iron Man. Turn it on. Let's go
with that. So that's cool. I love that.
So this is the essential. This is where I'm pushing into retail. Wow, that's a nice
nice
light. When you see it on a call, it looks pretty good. And this is the Body Pro. So the Body Pro, the battery detaches.
Okay.
And it's fully waterproof. And it also can sync to your Apple Watch. So it can pulsate the same as your heart rate. So that's something when I'm doing the Ironman, I can pulsate it and have it match my heart. So I do this when I do meditation. People with heart conditions, it's very good, because when your heart is the most amount of oxygen, that's when the uptake of red light is at its peak. So that's sort of a nice feature that we've got for them. the Body Pro. Bluetooth sync.
And what's it made from? Is it like a rubbery thing?
Very good question. So the panel, yeah, this is why we won, you know, so we won that Time Magazine award. Yeah. We actually have 3 more awards for this device coming the end of this year. Amazing. So this panel, silicone. Okay. Silicone. So it makes it very, very durable. We've done like, you know, we've done, I can't remember how much in kg we've done of testing on these handles to make sure that they don't break. But it's a silicone panel, which means that it's flexible. Flexibility is really important with red light therapy because this maximizes the amount of treatment that you get to an affected area, just because it can wrap around a joint and wrap around a muscle. So yeah, that's another key point with red light therapy. When you are using red light therapy, there's sort of devices for overall well-being, and then there's devices that are sort of treatment devices. If you're looking at treatment, touching your skin is really, really important. The further away it is, you can see how the room lights up with that light. That's all the light is bouncing away. It's getting away, right? So the having it on your skin with no clothing actually maximizes that amount of treatment. So we're quite well known in the light, in the, you know, the light doctor world, you could say, for the flexibility of this panel, because they realize like, oh, that means the light's not going to escape, and you're maximizing the treatment to an affected area, like to, you know, a bad back or a bad neck, or, you know, if you've got tennis elbow, right? Or for me, you know, for rugby, when I had both blew my shoulders out, being able to wrap around the joint and muscle. So the it's flexible, it's durable, it's portable. You can just throw it into your gym bag or, you know, into your purse, and it's fully waterproof. It's a fully waterproof device, not water resistant, but waterproof. So the device, you actually can take it underwater, an ice bath even, and sort of double up treatments with ice baths and red light therapy.
That's so amazing. Yeah. I love that. And can you use it too much? As in, like, should you use it for 20 minutes or 1 minute or 2 hours?
Yeah, you can't overdose on it because it's light, right?
Yeah.
But your cells do kind of cap out, you could say. They kind of reach their limit. Mm-hmm. But you can never overdose. There's no known side effects to overdosing on red light therapy. And that's funny because a lot of people ask me that, right? So the treatment time that we have built into the device is 10 minutes because we recommend at least 10 minutes. So what I usually say is like for your whole body, like you wake up in the morning, get your brain, right? Get your brain working, get your neck, right? These do 10 minutes, right? Get your hair. If you're losing a little bit like me, I'm losing a bit of hair. you know, and then get your stomach, right, for gut health, right? So you got your gut, your brain, the back of your neck. Every day you can do this as a morning ritual. But then if you do have pain, like in, you know, you got a bad shoulder, you could do 10 minutes, but then do it twice a day. Okay. Twice a day, 10 minutes. Or if you still are experiencing pain, do 2 10-minute sessions twice a day. So it's 40 minutes. That's kind of what I you know, work in this range. But the key thing is like doing it every single day. Don't be that guy that's like, oh, I tried it and didn't work. So it's like, no, you need to let your cells work, let them start healing. But then the next day, give them more energy to keep healing. So like when it comes to time, like for certain conditions, based on this, you know, how serious the condition is or how healthy the individual is, if they're sedentary or if they smoke, they drink, or they don't sleep well, they don't eat well, all these factors taken into account, sometimes it can take just one session of 10 minutes. I've seen this happen, and then it can take up to 2 weeks of about average of 20 minutes per day for 2 weeks. So this is sort of just in my personal experience with all the people that I've met and I've worked with sharing red light therapy. It's always been around, you know, 2 weeks or less on their condition.
That's incredible. And would you say if you've got DOMS, if you've gone to the gym and you've really worked out hard, and in a couple of days, normally DOMS happens for me with a couple of days, not the day after. Is it then that would be good to put it on that instead of like doing a rolling or something like that, that you would normally do?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like delayed onset muscle soreness is very, it's very easy to cover with red light therapy. Like I'll do, when I was doing like intense sparring sessions, usually your whole body's wrecked, you know, you're being hit. And I would always expect like, oh, I would have to take a couple of days before I could, you know, go back and do some kind of exercise. But if you do your red light therapy that night, the next day you will feel great. You'll feel fine. I know it sounds like, come on, this sounds, but it's just, this is how it is for me. And if you use red light therapy, regardless of the device, and if you're using it consistently, your body appreciates it. And your response, your recovery response goes up and up. So it's delayed onset muscle soreness. That's something that if this is an issue for people and they're like, you know, I don't train that much, my body, you know, can't adapt. You know, I don't have time to train. I've got kids, I've got work, I travel. So I do maybe, you know, 2-3 sessions of workout, of exercise a week, which means I get sore. Definitely red light therapy, easy fix. Very, very easy fix.
That's so good. I love that. And can you use it on children? Is it safe to use on children?
Yeah, you can even use it on pets. You can even on there's a company. I laugh every time I look at their website, but it's red light therapy for pets. They have like devices that you hold and you're like, come here, come here, Bobby. You hold the red light on your little puppy, right? Yeah, it's completely safe. I mean, even though we're not allowed to, I can't say you can use it while pregnant, or you can't, you can look at the device. I'm not allowed to say that, like on the packaging or when I promote Lumiflex. There's no known negative side effects to using red light therapy while pregnant. There's absolutely no known negative side effects to actually looking at the red light with your eyes. There are even
devices. That was gonna be my next question.
I know of eye doctors that use red light therapy devices to help cure eye disease, but it's, you know, that it's just something that, like, I think the world is still sort of catching on to it. I believe there's a big wave coming of red and infrared light therapy where people will all be wanting to get a unit. But now it's sort of slowly educating the people. Like, we got famous, you know, well-known biohackers and, you know, optimizers and fitness gurus and doctors. They're out there, they're promoting it, and it's slowly starting to get a lot of traction. And a lot of these questions are getting answered, and people are getting more trust into it, right?
Yeah. Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. Welcome to Inside Timer, the number one free app for sleep, anxiety, and stress, with more than 100,000 guided meditations led by the best teachers from Great Britain and around the world. I am a teacher on this platform, and it is amazing for sleep, anxiety, everything really. So come on over and check it out. It's a free app and it has over 20 million meditators on there. I have over 25 meditations for you to choose from, as well as the Goddess Academy of Light course. You will learn so much on this course, and you have made the right decision to be here and be part of this amazing self-taught academy journey. This is a self-taught 14-day course that you can take at your own pace. Everything, if it is getting too much for you, you are struggling with your relationships, you're struggling with life, this is one course that you need in your life. You will learn how to meditate and journal so you have a clearer headspace to come at your relationship. You will learn how to use EFT, tapping method, for you to feel completely stress-free. You will use breath work. You will know how to sleep better, have self-care and nutrition. You will learn yoga techniques, movement, exercise, for you to be able to move through challenging times within your relationship, and for you to be able to survive whatever it is that life and your relationship throws at you. You will also learn how to communicate with your partner better. And there are so many more different techniques and tools for you to have the best relationship with your partner and yourself. So come on over onto the Insight Timer meditation app. It is free to download. Just search it wherever you download your apps from, and I will see you there. So also going back to gut health, like, I have a client at the moment and she's seeing somebody else for her gut health and different things that is going on. So is it with that, if you put it on kind of your tummy, the lower abs, will really then get to the point of sorting out the gut biome, or not really, it's just waking up the different cells?
Yes, exactly. And there's someone that I would love for you to get in touch with, and maybe you could even bring them on your show as well, a lady by the name of Sarah Turner. She's a PhD neuroscientist. So she has a device. We're very, very close friends. And she's someone that, you know, we talk photobiomodulation. We talk, you know, we're all about light therapy. It's like a group of us that we all get, you know, we all
talk about.
But she has a device that she designed and she created for the brain and the gut. And she's all about gut health and, you know, the vagus vein and, you know, and how to optimize your cognitive energy and focus and how a lot of the issues that you have here, they're actually from your gut. And yeah. actually a lot of, you can fix a lot just by paying attention to what's going on down here. She has a device where there's two, it connects here and here, and it's connected with an app. And it helps you that she can have the light or the wavelengths. She can sync them for, you know, calmness, you know, relaxation, energy, focus. And she can, it's something, it's a very, very incredible device. And a lot of times when we do launches or we do press or whatever, we always team up together. And, you know, because I'm more the, you know, sports recovery, pain relief, full body unit that you can carry with you wherever you want. And she's the, you know, the neuroscientist with something where I believe her device can cure a lot of brain disease. Like, and that's her goal. Her mission is to, you know, to bring a lot of these, you know, debilitating brain issues, these yeah. mental problems to an end. Right. But yeah, yeah. She's someone, Sarah Thrive, you should check out her device, but she talks yeah. specifically about that, about gut health, about brain optimization, you know, about, you know, curing Parkinson's, like, you, it's incredible stuff.
That's amazing. I love that, because I think a lot more and more people are now wanting to find alternative therapies. And certainly this is one massive one that yes. could or is on the market now anyway, that would, yeah, cure so many things instead of pumping yourself with pills like I hate.
That's right. I mean, eventually, like, the awareness and is going to become enough to where it will sort of have a rebound effect, and everyone will come to start choosing non-invasive means of treatment, you know, whether it be for whatever kinds of, you know, issues, for mental, for physical, emotional issues. They can, you can use, you know, treatments that are 100% natural. It's actually something that we all deserve and was given to us since the beginning of time, but it's yeah. just been forgotten, right? It's just these are all sort of like pseudoscience, or like, this is, you know, the old sages are still teaching this. This is, you know, this isn't new, but it is old, and it's all been around since the beginning. Like red light therapy, people say, oh, I don't know about this, I can't trust this new technology. It's like, this is as old as the sun itself, right? This yeah. is all, it's just the packaging. It's just the therapy is now put into a device that, you know, before you would have to wake up and you know, see the sunrise. And it's, I like how, you know, the gurus of the world that are very, very credible and have so much traction, so much following, so much trust, they are fully endorsing this, right? So pharmaceuticals are kind of becoming less and less trendy, you could say, right? Yeah. Less and less talked about.
Yeah. Right? There's yeah.
An awareness shift, you could say, right? It's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so exciting. And if you were to travel with it, say a lot of my clients travel, can it go in hand luggage, and does it get affected by like the x-ray that it has to go through?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot. It's, I actually have three of these devices that I carry on with me on a plane. And when I'm on the plane, because like I'm on different time zones and everything, yeah. I use red light therapy, especially when I'm on a plane, because I get all out of whack. Like, I'm like, where am I? What time zone? Okay, am I supposed to be sleeping? Or and I'm always glowing, right? I've got one here. And yeah, it was actually quite special. This one time I was flying to Miami for a conference, and there was an older lady that was sitting next to me, and she was like, what is this? What's all this red light? And I, you know, we talked, and I was telling her all about it. And then she told me, like, one of her like a relative passed away, and she was going to go see like her another relative, like her sister or something, that was very like in a very, very bad, painful state. And she was like, is this something that I could, you know, I could try? And I was like, yes, absolutely. You know, here, take this discount code. Like, let me, you know, and we stayed in touch. We emailed back and forth, and it was really sweet. Something that really touched me. And she said, like, I think it was a miracle I met you on that plane, you know? And when you wow. hear that sort of stuff, you're like, whoa, makes the grind really worth it. And something yeah. that, you know, when you share it to the whole team, everyone's like, wow, it's, you know. And they always joke about, you know, because there was like, I'm always on red light therapy, I should be glowing, like I should have a permanent red glow wherever I go. And they always joke about, what do people say when you're on the plane? Because I'm always like, yeah. Oh, I have to wear it on the plane. It's always this light shining on the plane. And I was like, well, all the times I've been on a plane, I've always read like count it, because someone asked me and I made a difference in that lady's life. Like, that was something, yeah. you know, that there's certain moments that, you know, you never forget in your life. I think those are one of the big ones for me.
That's amazing. I love that. And then going back to meditation. So if you have it on you when you're meditating, and if you're actually getting into like the world that you're wanting to get into during your meditation, does it influence it? Does it enhance it? That's the word that I'm trying to look for, to get deeper into a different state.
Yeah, this is something that I need to deep dive into, because my meditation experience is I'm a very active, busy person. And my brain is like, sometimes I can't keep up, right? There's so many things I need to do. And then there's different time zones, there's travel, there's things being booked last minute. And I need to be able to sort of calmly make decisions, you know, keep everybody calm, make sure that, you know, I'm not the one freaking out in the team. So sort of my approach with meditation, I need, like, if you have some good tips on meditation, please give them to me, because the only way that I sort of am approaching meditation now is I'm just trying to quiet my brain, right? I'm just trying to quiet my brain. And so, and red light, like, I have a great feeling when I'm in red light, and it just helps me, like, shh, it's okay, John, quiet.
Yeah.
Don't freak out. We'll get through this. But that's, you know, my meditation is such where I'm like, I just sort of pause and I just try not to think. Does that make sense? I think that like you just sort of you just focus on your breathing. It's like, I'm breathing and just let everything go.
Yeah.
You know? But I would love to talk to a meditation specialist and say, look, this is my experience with red light. This is how I do it.
Yeah.
You try with red light, build a program, and then give it back to me.
Because it did take me at least probably 2 years, maybe 2.5, 3, to actually get into a complete state of, I don't even know what the word is, but it's just, you can see your body from the outside. So like, I'm looking down on my body there and then, and so many different things are kind of coming into that. But it's also about letting go of the now and just, breathing. That is the main thing that I would say anyway, that helped me, was to just focus. Even in classes, yoga classes, I will always say, if you find your mind starts to wander, bring it back to the center of your chest. And so you're focusing on the breathing in, out, and then you can then start to actually think, okay, now I'm going to, just asking yourself as well questions.
You transcended that. You've it's like you're in a state of zen, right?
Yes.
Of absolute, utter, like connection with the world. You're not as a human being, but you're connected to the universe.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's
and that's special. What you're trying to kind of get, I suppose. But even then, to have like animals and my children, even to come in to wherever I am, they will always be attracted to me, like my energetic field. That's the way. My energetic field, everything, or a lot of people will say, I can't do it. I've got too much going on in my mind, in my body. I have children, they keep coming in and out. The house is busy. But it's then just trying to find your time, like even for 5 minutes, just sat down. It doesn't matter how busy everything is in the 3D world right now. It's then finding that attention and just coming into your heartbeat and coming into your breath. And then you can get to that state of unconsciousness quicker, state of higher consciousness. Yeah, that's the word.
That's very beautiful. I think that's something that even sounds very exciting to be able to achieve that, right? To be able to, because it's complete relaxation, right? Stress-free, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. And most of the time people will think, oh, I can't sit cross-legged, or I need to be like proper and it's like, no, meditation is not like that. If you can't sit down, you can't lie down, then go for a walk. That might be your meditation. Or go for a cycle ride or run. That might be your meditation, because you're outside in nature. You are just coming back into yourself. It doesn't have to be seated, cross-legged, like you'd think of a meditation person doing it. It's not that.
Okay. Yeah, because maybe, I usually just sit, but I always thought, like, am I supposed to have like a cross-legged thing?
No,
you, just whatever's comfortable.
Just whatever, right? Yeah. whatever's comfortable. Laying down, I find, is a little bit easier for me. But yeah, you can sit on a cushion. So if you're sat on a cushion, your spine is then completely straight because your pelvis is slightly tilted forwards. Whereas if you're sat on the floor, say cross-legged, you're kind of hunched over a little bit. So your spine's not straight. So then you're squashing your diaphragm, you're squashing your chest. So then you can't actually get like your chest's full capacity. So by sitting on a cushion, that's, yeah, making your spine straight. Or laying down comfortably, yeah, however it feels good, and just letting go. And then in my classes as well, I say on your inhale let, on your exhale go, and let go. So let go of any stress, let go of tightness, push your shoulders down, because most of the time we're up here all the time.
Relax your shoulders.
Yeah, yes. Relax your shoulder, relax your jaw, because we're like all the time letting the tongue go from the roof of your mouth, because again, we all seem to have our tongues up until someone says, let your tongue relax and bring it behind the back of your teeth. Then you're like, ah, and then you can really feel that all in your jaw, in your mouth. Yeah, just coming into your body. And ask, like the first thing I would say is ask your body what it needs. Where is there pain? Is there pain anywhere? You should never have any pain in your body. That's a sign that your body is telling you something's wrong. Listening to your body, and then think, okay, what can I do? How can I help myself? I'm here. I'm asking you what you need right now. What do you need right now? And then the thoughts will then start to come up, and you just think, oh, okay, I will do that. I will put that in place. Because again, asking your gut, having your hands on your tummy, what do I need today from my meditation? What do I need today to do in my 3D world? How do I need to feel? How do I need to be? And then that kind of then sets you up for the day if you did it early morning. Yeah, I love it. I love meditation. It's so good.
Or I need to be able to like make this phone call. Okay, I see. That's very good. It's very like when practicing all of this, right? And then, you know, in this, you know, in the greater world where everybody's turning to pharmaceuticals and there's a lot of mental issues, a lot of mental health, it really must be something, because when the state that you're in and the mental and physical state that you're in, very, very healthy, you know, yes. And you want to be able to communicate this to someone, you know, and be like, it's not that hard. You know, come give it a try. You know, and they're going the other way and they're choosing sort of, you know, something that is a little bit destructive or evasive, yeah. Right? I think it's because, you know, being inside a world where you're looking for biohacks or optimizing, or you're looking for natural means of treatment, you respond really well to, like, you know, the teachings that you have, the learning that you have. And I'm like, this is very, very important. This is valuable stuff in the world that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Where, it's not a very pleasant place at times, right? It's like, you know,
definitely. And it all comes back down to like energetics, I suppose, with what you do with the red light therapy. That is waking up yourselves. That's energy. And everything in the world, universe, whatever it is energetics as well. So if you're watching the news, that's mostly all negative, and you're bringing that into your body. And then your cells, your energy is going to feel really slumped and really, ugh, I can't bother today because I've just watched the news and it's told me all this stuff that's going on. Yet I, as one person, can't help whatever is going on. That one person cannot do anything. So we haven't watched the news for about 4 years now.
Yes. All you listeners, don't watch the news.
Yes.
Don't watch it. That's so, so true. Just keep that negative energy out. And it's something that you think is like, is that really negative energy? Like, I can handle it. Maybe like your conscious brain, you think can handle, but your subconscious, there's areas that are really going to be affected negatively by continuing exposing yourself to like that negative energy. Exactly like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, because I suppose with yours as well, with meditation and the LumaFlex, that would be like a complete amazing package, because you would have this on you. You're then waking up yourselves wherever you put it for a meditation. It doesn't really matter, I suppose. Maybe, yeah, on your chest like you do. And that then is going to wake up your heart chakra. It's going to wake up all of the cells in your body for you to then get a better meditation all over.
Yes.
And then you come out feeling, wow, I just done the most amazing meditation. And now I just feel light. I feel like I can take on the world.
Yes. Yes, exactly that. Yeah, I have to get you in touch with Sarah Turner because you guys would really connect well in talking about all of this. And it's, you've got a lot of great knowledge and you've got a lot of important things to share, right? And I'm glad with people that you're teaching this, it's extremely, and I'm sure they know it, but just in the people that I've seen, the worlds that I've been in, the different, the different spaces, I can really see there's not enough of this sort of information, this learning, this teaching. There needs to be so much more, right?
Yeah, that really does. That really does. Oh, thank you so much for coming on. What are two takeaway points from today's conversation?
I want to practice this, like I want to do, so some of the meditation thing that you said, right? So be able to tell you, when you do your meditation, you talk, you ask yourself, like, what am I trying to achieve today, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
There was that point I liked. There was that point I liked. And then you said your chest, focus on your chest, right? About you bring your brain to here and just you feel your heartbeat, right? Yeah. I got a few little tips and tricks for my next little time that I need to calm down, John.
Calm down. That's good. That's good. And where can we find you? What's the website or your social media channels? I will put all the links below, so it's fine.
Yes, www.lumaflex.com. Like we're launching. This is the essential. You got the Body Pro. I've got more products coming out. Again, our mission, at least my personal mission, I hope this is transmitted clearly into the website, is to cure the world of pain. Red light therapy can do everything. Can help your hair grow, help you de-stress, help you sleep, right? It helps you, boost your testosterone. You know, it's great for skin health, for healing wounds. But where I see red light therapy really making an impact and changing the world is with pain and taking pain away from people, right? Relieving people of pain. So that is my personal goal and the goal of the company. I hope that is clearly understood on the website. But yeah, go to the website. My personal Instagram is John Graham Fitness. If you hit me up, I'd love saying hello. And talking red light therapy and other biohacks, and obviously meditation now, like as something that's my next big thing that I want to incorporate into my overall well-being, right? These things. And so it's, again, it's something that, like, people say, oh, it's, this is just, it's for the gurus, it's for the hippies, or, it's for those, but it's like, no, this is like, these are knowledge bombs. These are things like the most successful CEOs, credible athletes on the planet are all doing this, right? And it's part of their routine, and they do it like it's set in stone. It's what they do. It's how they are successful, right? So anyone listening, jump on the meditation and red light train.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been amazing having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much for being here with me today. It means the world to me, and my heart is so full of gratitude right now. If you are feeling pulled to, I would love you to leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever they're called, or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from, whichever platform you are on. Leave a review, even do a 5-star rating if you fancy it. And yes, go and follow me over on Instagram at gemma.haley.niece, or I'm on LinkedIn as Gemma Niece. So thank you so, so much for being here, and always reach out to me. I'm always have my DMs open, as again, Instagram at gemma.haley.niece or LinkedIn, or go on my website, which is www.gemmaniece.com. So thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.